Hey everyone, Cooper here, host of the fine podcast you're listening to. I just want to let you know that the episode you clicked on has a format that is very heavily inspired by a podcast called The Bookening. To be clear, our thoughts and opinions in this episode are our own, but the format is very similar to this podcast. I just wanted to give you a heads up and give credit where it is due. With that out of the way, enjoy the show. Coming up next, the Bookin' It Summer Reading Book Club? Everyone, welcome back to Bookin' It. I hope that you are enjoying your summer as much as I am so far. I am your humble and eloquent host, Mr. Cooper Cobbs. Today, a quick update on what we're doing over the summer. But before I give the update, I would just like to say a big thank you to all of you who listened to our 100th episode a few weeks ago. It is by far our most downloaded episode within the first week, and that is only possible thanks to you guys. Thanks again for making the 100th episode so special. Thanks for allowing us to even reach 100 episodes. You're the reason we do this. Thank you so much. And yes, to confirm, we are still friends. So thank you for allowing us a week off last week for Memorial Day / vacation / summertime. It was great to all of us be with our families. And I was on vacation to see some national parks in Utah with my family on a road trip. And Isaiah's been to Michigan already this year, and Tanner is currently volunteering at a summer camp in Colorado, and he just finished his first week. So we are in the summer groove, you might say. But I just want to take a little bit of time here and talk about what we're doing over the summer. So I said in the intro, you know, the Bookin' It Summer Reading Book Club. And at first, I was thinking that we would be, you know, the BBC, the Bookin' It to Book Club. And then I realized that we have an I in Bookin' It. And so I was like, okay, it can be like B, lowercase I, BC, the BIBC, or something like that. I don't know. We can talk about it. We can do it, the Bookin' It Summer Reading Book Club too, the BI, SRBC, the BIZBRIC, if you want. I don't know. You can comment below on a review or something like that, what you want it to be called. And by the way, speaking of reviews, we have received so many nice reviews over the last several months. Thank you so much. Please, just anytime someone gives a good review, it makes our day. It totally just reminds us why we're doing this. Hint, it's you guys. And also just basically tells us that we're not just recording these and they're just not going out there and falling on deaf ears and things like that. But you guys actually listen and you care, and that means a lot to us. And so thank you to the nice person who wrote a review this last week, and thank you to all of you who have written great reviews. They really make our day. So if you want to make me feel happy and joyful, and you want to make Isaiah feel happy and joyful, and Tanner as well, then please do that, because we love to hear from you guys and reviews. Anyway, so over the summer, here's what we're going to do. Over the summer, typically we've done different things. The first year we did some short stories. We talked about a short story every now and then, every other week or every week or something like that. Last year, me and Tanner talked about War and Peace twice, and that was kind of it. But this year, we're going to have some more structure, not as many episodes as short stories year, but more episodes and more structure than last year. So what we're looking at here is really around an episode a month. So I talked to Isaiah about this. I think I've talked to Tanner a little bit about this as well. Tanner's really out of town and out of reach right now, so he'll be back when he gets back, and we can talk about it then. But I have Isaiah confirmed. We're doing about an episode a month. So in June, well, I think next week is off for sure. You're not going to get an episode next week, but the following week, you'll very likely get an episode on Around the World in 80 Days by Jules Verne. This is one that we've talked about doing for a long time. In fact, I think we actually discussed doing it as a patron behind the paywall episode before. But anyway, in June, at some point, hopefully in the next 2 weeks, Lord willing, you will get an episode on Around the World in 80 Days. And so I really want to encourage you to read along. And we don't normally post on YouTube anymore because I don't know why. But we're going to be trying to post these episodes on YouTube. So in fact, if you want to go there, we can post it in the description link. You can go out and check that there and comment on it, and we can interact and be fun. It'll be like a real book club. So I'm giving you about 2 weeks. Please read Around the World in 80 Days. I'll be reading it. Isaiah will be reading it. And we'll be talking about it in late June. Then in July, we'll be talking about an undecided C.S. Lewis book. So by the time we do the Around the World in 80 Days episode, we'll be talking about what book we're going to be doing for July. But I really want to do a C.S. Lewis book, and so I don't know which one we're going to do yet. We might do The Great Divorce, The Abolition of Man. I don't really know. Maybe what's the other one? Till We Have Faces. I don't know. We'll talk about it. Hopefully Tanner will be back somewhat by then so that he'll be able to join us for that Lewis episode, and that'll be a ton of fun because, honestly, I've read Narnia. I've read bits and pieces of Mere Christianity. I've read Screwtape Letters. I've read the Space Trilogy, but Lewis just has so much out there. He is one of the, you know, obviously the greatest thinkers in the last 100 years of the Christian faith. And so, I mean, even though he says some things that are off a couple times, that's okay because we can interact and be discerning and take what is good and spit out what is bad. So I'm interested to read another C.S. Lewis book, interact with it, gain from it, have a lot of fun with it. So that'll be in July. I don't know what time in July. Probably just mid-July. We'll be spacing these out, so you won't get one like in late June and early July. And we'll be posting one, yeah, mid to late July, so that you'll get even amount. And that's not to say that you won't get other episodes maybe in between there, but that's just the confirmed structure that we're going to have. You'll for sure be getting an episode in June, late June, 2 weeks or so from now. We'll be getting an episode mid-July, late July on a C.S. Lewis book. And then in August, Tanner will for sure be back, because he better be, because Isaiah's not going to want to read this one, but he might have to. We'll see. We're going to do Persuasion by Jane Austen. So we've been slowly working our way through Jane Austen the last couple of years. So we've done Pride and Prejudice and Emma, and now we're doing Persuasion at the request of one of our patrons. So that's what we're going to be doing, and it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm excited to read another Jane Austen book. Persuasion is a favorite among many. You know, I mean, Pride and Prejudice is kind of the classic front runner, but other people have their favorites, and Persuasion is a favorite of many people. So I'm excited to read it for the first time. And so that'll be in August, and that might be earlier August, because in late August, I think we're going to start back just with a typical school year slate. So that's what it's going to look like for the summer, for sure. Around the World in 80 Days in 2 weeks, mid-July, late July, C.S. Lewis, and then early to mid-August, Jane Austen, Persuasion. So that'll be the summer lineup, and hopefully we'll be able to get some other episodes to you if we can, because we'd love to get some episodes to you so you can enjoy your summer listening to us. I enjoy listening to mini podcasts over the summer on vacations and just on break and things like that. So hope you enjoy that. And then I'll just take a second to talk about maybe what the future looks like as well. So I've talked about this last episode a little bit in previous places, but we will be doing another year of Booking It, which is going to be awesome. It's going to be Tanner, Isaiah, and I, and it's going to be great. I think that what's going to happen is, for the most part, we'll be recording in our own class. So the way we do school classical conversations, this year, it's just going to be Tanner, Isaiah, and I, and Tanner's mom, who's going to be our director slash leader slash discussion facilitator slash whatever homeschool curriculums like to call the people who teach the class. I don't know. But she's going to be there, and all of us are going to be there on Fridays every week. And so hopefully we'll be recording in class our discussions on some ancient piece of literature, Mere Christianity, maybe when you roll around to it. It'll be a lot of fun. But we have also discussed, and I'm pretty sure, I think it's pretty much confirmed at this point, we're going to be doing another series interspersed with those episodes, because I don't, people just don't, they don't read. I get it, you guys aren't going to read the Iliad or the Odyssey or the Aeneid or Epitus Rex or anything like that just on your own. That's fine. But we are going to be doing another series interspersed during the fall, so we'll be getting an episode, maybe one a month of this series, or maybe more than that, I don't know. We haven't talked about it a lot, but I'm going to keep it a secret for now, but I think you guys are going to be really excited and really love it, because it's just going to be awesome. I'm so excited to do it. Tanner is really pumped about it. Isaiah is really pumped about it. I'm really excited to do this series. So it's going to be a good time in the fall and in the spring as well. We'll decide what we're going to do in the spring. But hope you guys have a fun summer. Hope you guys are enjoying your summer so far. And we will see you in a couple of weeks with an episode on Around the World in 80 Days. Until then, keep on booking it.